Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome to Homeschool Companion. I'm Dr. Rose Gamblin. I have with me a young gentleman named Samuel Collins. And Samuel, just how old are you? You're one of my younger guests. How old are you?
Well, I just turned 13.
You just turned 13. And you are, you're a star of this. I'm looking at this DVD here, and you have, I don't know, what is that gadget in your hand?
Well, in my upper hand, there is a GPS, and the GPS takes me to my clues that I use in the adventures.
Okay, and so you are looking for biblical truths.
Yes, we are looking to help the children learn the biblical truths by going through the adventures and posing problems and then posing.
Okay, what's the first adventure?
Well, the first adventure is in Singapore, and it's about how we need to keep our integrity clean, and how that if we see someone drop something and they walk away and they just leave it there, that it's still not yours just because they didn't know. It is still theirs, and that we have to give it back to them, even though they don't know that they dropped it.
So, Samuel, your mom and dad are here with you. How did they give you permission, or did you really want to do this, or how did it all happen as far as you become this star of a DVD here?
Well, it was mainly a whole family effort. We noticed that there was a huge gap between VeggieTales and the adult movies, and we realized there's nothing for these children, so we could put out a movie series and hopefully make, you could say, some money and hopefully teach the young children how to do things without having them learn from VeggieTales.
So I'll start with John, Daddy here. Is this your only child?
No, we have a daughter as well.
Okay, and so just one morning you woke up and said, "Okay, we're going to get into the film business here." How did God lead you on this journey?
We have a background in film and television production, and we really did. We saw a big gap, that there wasn't entertainment for children, say, ages 6 through 14. And we wanted to touch that market, kind of use it as an opportunity to disciple and show them the positive role models.
Okay, now I want to ask Christy, the mom, something. Christy, when you are the homeschooling, are you the main homeschooling person in your family?
Yes, I am.
Tell us a little bit about when you started homeschooling and why you chose to homeschool.
Well, we actually started homeschooling out of a result of the fact that when we went to put our daughter into a Christian school, she cried for day after day after day. And so I felt her heart, and her heart was to stay home. So I decided, well, I'll keep her home the first year, and then if she needs to go into the Christian school, we have that opportunity. And it was such a wonderful, positive experience. There were bumps in the road, always, but it was such a positive experience. And then coupled with the fact that John travels domestically and internationally, we decided this would be an amazing opportunity to take our children around the world.
Fantastic. So, Samuel, where do you live?
Well, we live in Tampa, Florida, about half the year. The other half of the year, we're either traveling around the United States or we're out and about abroad in different countries.
So you actually shoot some of these things on location?
Yes.
So did you go to Singapore?
Yes, we did. We actually went to Singapore.
Wow, that's awesome. Now, what kind of clues have you used to solve your biblical mysteries?
Well, the first clue we used in the Singapore episode was a GPS clue, or it's not really a clue, it's to take you to the next clue. It's a GPS location that you enter in just a generic GPS, and then it will show you where to go. And you just follow it, and it will take you there. And the next one we did was a cipher clue. And a cipher is where people scramble the letters, and then you have to unscramble them. And then the last one we did was that the words were printed backwards.
Now, what is this device that you have that keeps wanting to go off, this alarm clock? It's very techno. Anyway, it's techny-looking, however you say it.
Well,
for someone such as me.
Well, this is a communicator watch, and what it does is it has a small radio inside of it so that if you need to, you can communicate with other people without having to carry a large radio.
So it's like a walkie-talkie and a watch?
Yes, it is just
a watchy-talkie.
Like
a watchy-talkie. Yes. I've never seen one of those before. Now, is this the first DVD that you have released?
Yes, this is the first DVD that we have released. And as you know, it's in Singapore. We have a couple other under the way. We're working right now on our second and third one. The second one will be in Bali, and the third one is in Berlin, Germany.
Oh, wow. So you shoot the whole thing in a certain country?
Yes.
Now, Dad, how do you tie that in with your work?
Well, my work does take me all over the world, and I had a trip to Singapore. Really enjoyed the experience and wanted to share it with my family. And I've traveled quite extensively this past year, and every time I come back, my friends want to know, what was Singapore like?
Yeah.
I thought, you know, this is another opportunity that we can share with them what that experience of being in Singapore is like.
And so, Mom, with all this traveling, how in the world do you ever get any homeschooling done?
Well, it's all homeschool.
Okay, you make it part of your curriculum.
Absolutely, absolutely. We did some research on Singapore, and then obviously we traveled through Singapore. We're grabbing brochures and visiting the museums and opening the Word of God, and just we're learning through seeing it, experiencing it, living it.
Now, does your daughter play any of the parts?
Yes, because we wanted to show a brother-sister team, because that's one of the focuses that we have as a family, working together and sharing together and living together and loving together. A sister is definitely right alongside Sam during all the adventures.
And so how much older is your sister than you are?
She is about 2 years older than me.
And so is she a good big sister?
Yes.
Is she bossy or
She's
anything?
A very good big sister.
Never bossy. Well, I need to interview her just on the topic of not being a bossy sister. So, Samuel, or do they call you Sam? What do they call you in the movie?
Well, in the movie, they call me Sam, but my long name would be Samuel.
Samuel. And do you understand the significance of having that name as far as from the biblical perspective?
Yes, I do.
Samuel. 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 Now, tell me about, you've done Singapore, and then the next country you said was?
Bali.
Bali. What, can you give us a hint of what that's going to be about?
Well, Bali is a very large Hindu country, so we're hoping that the younger generations will, through the adventure, be able to realize that they have a ton of gods, and that even though God in the Ten Commandments tells us not to create graven images, that people do and that we don't need to worship them.
Okay, we have to take a break right here, but when we come back, I want to hear about what's going to happen in Berlin. So stay with us and we'll be right back.
Somali refugees fleeing into Ethiopia all pass through here, a transit camp close to the border. But the number of refugees has risen so rapidly that often now they're here much longer. And those who are say they're going hungry. Convoys of minibuses set off twice a day, heading for the newest of the refugee camps. This one took roughly 1,000 refugees to Kobe, already nearing its intended capacity of 20,000. But that, it now emerges, is far from being Kobe's only problem. These are the graves of children in a camp that's so short of tents that many of the refugees are living among the thorn bushes.
To make a donation, go to www.restoreachild.org or call 877-745-7833.
Harvey, when are we going to get through this jungle?
I don't know.
Harvey, what was that?
I don't know, but I will check through the binoculars. Oh, my joy, it is a hippopotamus.
Oh, Harvey, let me see.
This strap is around my neck.
Herbie the Hippo, an I Can Read Animal Story. Check us out at myhomeschoolcompanion.com. That's all one word, myhomeschoolcompanion.com.
Well, welcome back. We're talking with Samuel Collins, who is the star of this DVD series, In Search for Biblical Truths. And we've kind of traveled to Singapore and Bali, and now we're going to Berlin. Give us a hint on what's happening in Berlin.
Well, in Berlin, as most people should know, they used to have the Berlin Wall, and the Berlin Wall separated the free people in the west side of Berlin from leaving, and from the East Berliners having that freedom. And so the whole message we were trying to talk about is that we are free, even though we may be persecuted, because we know that we are free in Christ.
Free indeed. So, on a personal note, what do you do for fun?
What do I do for fun? Well, I have several hobbies. When I'm bored, I like building things, so I enjoy just tinkering with Legos. And sometimes I go into my workshop and I make pens.
Pens, now, the kind of pen you write with or the kind of pen you poke on your... Oh, he's going to show me a pen! Oh, how cool.
This is one of my higher-end pens, mm-hmm. and it's a rollerball. It swivels off, and then you just hold it like a normal pen.
Oh, that is very neat. And what kind of, is that wood or?
This is bamboo wood.
Bamboo wood. Wow. That's awesome. I've never seen anybody who makes pens in their spare time. Even if they weren't bored, I've just never. Do you play any instruments or any games or sports or?
Well, I have a guitar, and my sister is teaching me a couple songs on the piano, but I really don't play many instruments.
Now, I noticed, let's describe your outfit so that our listeners can get a feel for what you look like through words. So first, let's start with your hat.
Well, my hat is made of kangaroo leather from Australia.
Wow.
And it's a dark browner
kangaroo
color.
Kangaroo leather. I don't think I've ever had any guest that ever had a kangaroo hat on. But it looks very cool. Like, what's that guy from Crocodile
McDundee.
Oh, yes. Okay, and then what?
And then today I'm wearing a tan cargo shorts have a ton of pockets. This is in essence a cargo shirt. It has a ton of pockets on the front.
Yes, and do you ever use your outfit as part of, like, do you have keep things in it when you're in the movie? Do you use it as part of, you know, collecting evidence or?
Not yet, because next I carry a dark brown satchel, and it holds my GPS, my cipher, and the clues that I've collected so far in my Bible.
And your Bible. Now tell me, why would you carry a Bible?
Because I feel that if I ever get depressed or if I ever just feeling down and not wanting to continue, that if I just open the Bible and be able to read and let it come over me, I will feel better.
Amen. That is just fantastic. Now, you also have, are those cargo shorts on or
pants? No, these pants? Would be, in essence, cargo pants.
Cargo pants with lots of pockets
yes.
in them as well. And that's all part of, you know, the image that you want to portray as this person in search of biblical truth. Now, is there anything else that I can't see? Maybe your shoes.
No,
your
not
shoes
particular.
Are just regular shoes. And it says the pathway of adventure. So you want these adventures. Each adventure then will take like one Christian characteristic or one biblical truth.
Yes, the Singapore show, it's dealing with integrity, and we, our family, feels that that's a very big issue in just around the world, that the
yes,
most people
is.
Don't realize that if someone else drops something, it's not yours. In essence, just because the piece of chicken falls on your side of the table doesn't make it yours.
That's right. That's the best analogy yet. Even though I bet sometimes you've wanted to take something from your sister that maybe wasn't really yours. Do you eat any candy?
Sometimes, yes.
Sometimes, so. Okay, well, you know, inevitably when you give these wonderful kind of sermons, you end up with a challenge, so be careful about candy. I have this feeling that there might be some candy in your future that really belongs to your sister that you might be tempted, but just yield not to temptation. Well, we're going to have to take a break here, but we'll be right back.
Here's Dr. Rose Gamblin with a Mind Matter Minute.
I'm often referred to as the absent-minded professor. I take it as a compliment because the term brings to mind a highly intelligent person. I like to ignore the rest of the comment that alludes to failing miserably to remember things in the realm of common sense. Does high IQ equal low common sense? Don't ask my husband, who the other day put together two handicap ramps while I was still figuring out the angles, ratios, areas, and writing a materials list. You see, God doesn't give all the gifts to one person, and we need to appreciate the differences. No two brains have the same cracks and crannies. Without you, it just wouldn't be the same. Your mind matters.
Mind Matter Minute is brought to you by MRG Media Ministry. For more information on topics about learning, go to mrgmediaministry.com. That's mrgmediaministry.com.
Welcome back to Homeschool Companion. Well, we have so enjoyed talking with you. Now, I don't want to end the conversation without talking a little bit more to your mom about some of the challenges that she has had with all the travel and all of the homeschooling. Is there a particular curriculum that you do, or do you you're just creative and you just take whatever journey you're on and incorporate it into your studies?
When I began with one particular curriculum, and then as homeschooling, you know, evolved for us over the years, I've felt the freedom to be more eclectic, and I'll use different curriculums to strengthen where each child is academically.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest challenge as a home educator is actually for us just getting math done.
Math.
Those math books. They travel all around the world and they are never opened.
Yes, math is one of those challenges, I'm sure. So you're not a real mathematician?
No. No.
Well, that's an honest answer. You know what? Most right-brained people aren't. And so the creative right-brained person has to really discipline their left side of their brain to get that. And it's hard to do something that you can't see any use for.
Definitely.
Yes, yes. Well, there is some use, but I'll talk to you about that after the show's over. Right now, we want to make sure that we have your permission that we can in this show excerpt some of the audio out of this for our young listeners, so that they can actually hear the soundtrack of the DVD. And I would like maybe some words of inspiration that you would have, either of you, for those families that see these gifts that they have and that their children have, and how they can incorporate that into the whole process of building great families.
Well, Rose, I think that's exactly what our goal is as a mom and a dad, and especially when we home educate, that we do have the blessings of seeing the gifts and talents that God has given our children, and that we just strengthen those gifts. So when they walk on their own and they're not under our houses anymore, that they are adequately prepared for what God has for them to build up the kingdom.
Amen. That I know those words will encourage our listeners. Some of them just, you know, listen to this show and they realize that, hey, what you've said today is just what I needed to hear.
Absolutely.
And Samuel, do you have any last words of advice to that young person that's going, I wish I wasn't being homeschooled. I just wish I wasn't being homeschooled. Can you tell them something to encourage them to stick with it and to enjoy it? Because you obviously have figured out a way to make to really enjoy it.
Well, homeschooling is not supposed to be in the box. You have to do it this particular way. It's supposed to be able to be free. You're supposed to be able to enjoy yourself. Otherwise, it'd be the same as being in public school. Homeschooling is where you can actually go outside and take your science books and be able to actually see and touch the objects. And so that if you do that, and if you go out and actually apply what you're learning to your life and be able to use the things, you should be able to enjoy them once you're done.
Amen. Well, thank you so much. We've been talking with Samuel Collins and his mom, Christy, and his dad, John, about this latest series called Samuel L. Collins and the Search for Biblical Truths. And this is a great series for those children who may be getting a little bored with Veggie Tales, getting a little bit too old for that. And this adventure takes you all over the world. So congratulations. We look forward to the next one. One last thing I need to ask, and it says co-host with Kirk Cameron. So how was it working with him as a co-host? Did you get to meet him?
Well, actually, it's the quote. The quote is by Ray Comfort, who is the co-host with Kirk Cameron of the show The Way of the Master.
Oh, I see. It's an endorsement. God bless Samuel Collins for his love of biblical truth. Ray Comfort, co-host with Kirk Cameron, The Way of the Master. Fantastic. And isn't that what we all want? We want to go the way of the Master. And with that, we will conclude our show. Thank you so much for being here. I have one last thing to say, and that's God bless.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. We would also like to thank our production staff and the various networks for making this broadcast possible. For more information, go to myhomeschoolcompanion.com. That's myhomeschoolcompanion.com.